This is NPR.
$3.1 trillion. That's what President Bush says the federal government needs to run the United States of America. The president unveiled his budget plan yesterday for fiscal year 2009. Talking to reporters yesterday, he held up a new high-tech version of the nation's financial plan.
It's on a laptop notebook. It's an e-budget. It saves paper, saves trees, saves money.
There you go. Under the plan, Bush would freeze most domestic spending and limit payments to hospitals and other providers as part of a larger effort to curb the growth of Medicare. Because of tax rebates expected to go out to most Americans under an economic stimulus package, the deficit would grow initially but then fall to zero by 2012 under the plan. Here's Bush talking to reporters.
Discretionary spending is held to less than 1%. It eliminates 151 wasteful or bloated programs, saving the taxpayers $18 billion.
The president's budget does not reflect priorities, though, of the Democratic-controlled Congress, and lawmakers say they're more likely to wait for Bush to leave office rather than approve his budget plan outright. And yes, it is Super Tuesday. More than 20 states will hold contests, including California, which boasts the most number of delegates up for grabs, making it the most coveted prize this primary season. But because of an unexpected record-breaking turnout at the polls today and faulty electronic voting machines, many polling places may be forced to use paper ballots the old-fashioned way, and that could delay counting in California. Here's Bob Hensley with details.
San Joaquin is one of 20 counties that have to set aside their expensive touchscreen voting machines and have voters record their selections of candidates and initiatives the old-fashioned way, on paper ballots. A test of a sample of the electronic machines revealed that they're susceptible to tampering or computer viruses, so the Secretary of State decertified the high-tech devices. In some of the more rural counties, workers will have to wait until late into the night for paper ballots to arrive from remote precincts before they can even begin the count. Some elections officials say it will be Wednesday or possibly later in the week before they've tabulated the results. Officials have been scrambling to recruit volunteers to help out, given that counting votes by hand is more labor-intensive.
That's Bob Hensley reporting from Modesto, California. And, of course, it's not just Super Politics here in New York. It's still kind of Super Bowl Sunday in a way. Today, the New York Giants will be properly feted for their victory on Sunday night in a ticker tape parade in Lower Manhattan. Here's NPR's Mike Pesca.
This morning, the names Plexico and Eli will join Neil Armstrong, Nelson Mandela, Amelia Earhart, and too many Yankees to mention on the list of those who have ventured through the Canyon of Heroes. The current version of a ticker tape parade features no ticker tape, but New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg has an alternative.
We will have a shredded newspaper available for anybody that wants to pick some up. Call 311 and we will make sure you get some.
Perhaps Giants fans will be able to defenestrate the collected words of the many sports prognosticators who assured readers that the New England Patriots would complete an undefeated season.
NPR's Mike Pesca reporting. And it turns out a whole lot of us, watched the Super Bowl Sunday night. The Giants' win over the Patriots was the most watched Super Bowl ever, averaging 97.5 million viewers. That breaks the record set 12 years ago and makes this year's Super Bowl the second most watched American TV program of all time. So what could possibly hold the number one spot, you ask? The series finale of the hit TV series MASH. That's the theme song you're hearing there. That one program drew in 106 million viewers back in 1983, and it still holds the top spot in American TV history. That is the news. You can find it always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.